9/17 on May 5th, Friday. Yeah, an odd time, but I came back from taking younger daughter to school and thought, if I go downstairs and sit down, I'm not going to get up again until the middle of the afternoon when I have to go pick up kids from school. So I thought, well, as much as I'm going to want to get up and walk around a little bit in the middle of the day, if I don't get this thing done, I may not get it done. So I figured I'd go for my walk now and then go home, make a pot of coffee, and settle into Captain Share edits. Yeah, I haven't been doing quite as well as I'd like to on those. They're coming. 35 pages worth or so, out of 400. Yeah, I'm not quite there. Anyway, the new release has gone well. So far, so good. I'm a little leery, trying to make jinx it. This morning it was under 300, it's like 273, 274, something like that. And that's before search even turns it up. It's really difficult to find the book if you don't have the link already. So, I mean, it's that new. This is the thing about getting it out, getting the news out early, is that it's people who expect it to be tied completely into the Amazon infrastructure are confused by the fact that, oh, I can't find it. It's not there. So where's the paperback? Where's my signed copy? I've already had one request for the hardcover. We got it out. We're waiting for it to populate through the system. It'll take a while. Actually takes something like a week. So I don't look to see, really see things linked in for another 3 or 4 days. It's just the nature of the beast. It's already quite well up on hot new releases. It's very well up in Amazon as a whole. The 232 after, was it 600 yesterday? That's 400 points. That's a lot of books. That's a lot of sales. And it dropped like a point yesterday. Went chunka 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 up and dropped a point over an hour and chunk 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 overnight. So yeah, word's getting out. It's on Twitter. People are beginning to find it now. It's on Facebook. Get a lot of Deb Geary fans who are anxiously awaiting this cross promotion thing is going to work out, I think. Anyway. So mostly I'm thinking about, oh my God, I've got a book out. Finally. Need to get another book out. I need to get a lot more books out. This is good. The beauty of having this thing and having Balticon, which reminds me, I got my airline tickets. I've got to go rent a room. Yikes. I'm suspecting there's probably going to be a room available. You never know. Might not be. So I'll get on the horn.
Hi.
Hello. Get on the horn and get a room reserved. I don't know if I'm going to be in the Con Hotel or not. I was there last year. It was okay. It was kind of fun. If I can get in there again this year, I'll be happy. I won't mind at all. Makes it a lot easier for a lot of things. Doesn't make it necessarily any easier for meals and although it is easier to hang out there. Also don't know what's going to happen with the booth, with the table. in the dealer floor. Ryden's talking about making sure that there are books for Balticon, but I don't know under what circumstances that's going to happen. I don't know if Marshall's going to have a table this year. He's done so well on ebooks. I mean, he sold as many ebooks in an hour as he sold paperbacks over that table in the weekend that we were there. That amount of exposure staggered him, I think. I'd like to see him. I don't know if he's going to be there. We'll have to see. I do have an awful lot of panel work. I thought about flying in on Friday and out on Tuesday, out on Monday, but then I looked at my schedule and realized that I'm going to be exhausted. As it is, the only flight home I could get was like 6 a.m., so I'm going to be at the airport at like 4. I'm not sure quite what staying overnight is buying me, but I need to get there pretty early because boarding is at 5:30. As it is, I get home because I'm flying west. And I'll pick up the 2 hours that I'll trade in going out. And so I'll land like mid-morning, 10:30 or so. But I'll probably have to take a nap all afternoon just because I won't be able to keep my eyes open after a weekend of Balticon. So I'm flying on Thursday. I don't get in until later in the day. I was hoping I'd be in the middle of the afternoon, but the flights didn't line up right. There were some flights, but I either had to leave here at 4 in the morning, or I had to pay $700. And neither of those were really attractive alternatives, so I didn't do those. I'm still curious as to what I should put into my Parsec Award submission, whether or not it's worth doing, whether or not it's something I want to be known for. It's an interesting question, although I suppose that it really doesn't matter because being nominated, I'm already being known for. So I guess that horse has left the barn. Oh, lovely bit of shade. Wisteria vine is filling in. This big pine tree here. I love this pine tree. Wish I had a couple of these in my yard. Neighbor guy lives down from me, about four houses down from me. I used to see him every single day walking, every day, and then I didn't see him for a long, long time, and I've seen him several times now. It's always at an odd time, although I shouldn't say much because I'm always walking at an odd time when I see him. So I always wonder, what do these people do? What do they do with their days? What do they do with their nights? How does it work out? Speaking of thinking about what people do, I just finished a second Robert B. Parker book. And I gotta stop reading Robert B. Parker. I gotta stop reading Nora Roberts too. Well, actually, I want to read some more Nora Roberts, but I don't. The problem is that Nora Roberts' books are too expensive. Now, I say that, and I think, really, 10 bucks? $9.99, 6 months of Trejo Roberts. They're kind of short. And this idea of what are we going to price our ebooks at? I mean, $4.95 has been a really good price point for me. And I know that Robin wants to put the price up, at least for the last book, to maybe $6.95. And on the one hand, I can sort of see it. I mean, it's the last book in the series, and it's a big, big book. Captain's share is $150,000. Full share was in, I'll say, $85,000. So it's almost twice as big as full share. Double share is just over $100,000. Pretty sure it's like $120,000. But the reality is, the incremental cost isn't a question. It's not like we're trying to sink the cost of production. Because as I pointed out on Chuck Wendig's blog recently in a comment, they're having a big discussion about pricing and what's the right price for an ebook and what should it cost, etc. It's like, nobody really wants to talk about the reality that ebook production is a sunk cost. It is once you start selling them, all the expense for it is done. So there's no real, you know, the incremental cost of selling a unit of an ebook approaches zero. Now, we will be spending a lot of time editing both Captain's Share and Owner's Share. I know it's going to take a lot of time. I know just because I've already spent a lot of time on Captain's Share. I'm in a fourth revision now, and doing a lot of the stuff that I think it really needs in terms of simplifying language, in terms of fixing dialogue tags, in terms of not so much the plot, because the Captain's Share plot is pretty straightforward. There's some things that happen in Owner's Share that I can play up a little bit. I can make a little more, I don't want to say obvious, but I can flesh out a bit so that they were really just little hints of ideas when I first wrote the book. And now that the next book is finished, I can go back and say, yeah, this is kind of important. We probably ought to play some more with this. Oh, well, speaking of double, Mike did a second cover for me that had the can in place, and he did exactly what I said, unfortunately, because it looked like crap. The first problem with it was that it didn't slant at the top; it was flat. It actually looked pretty good as an industrial concept. It looked pretty good, but it looked like it was made out of plywood. And maybe it just wasn't textured right, or maybe it was. But the bottom line was, yeah, there's nothing really wrong with the cover as it is. I don't really have a problem with it. The perspective of it was pretty interesting. It was really the first time that I really noticed that it's really a squat little ship, which is exactly what I wanted it to be, a really squat little ship. It can hold one big can. The can is 100 meters long and 40 meters wide overall. It's a big can. I forget what the volume of it is. I had it figured once. Thank you. can itself, that can design plays into where I think I'm going to go with Odin's Outpost. Because that can is huge, and it's airtight. So, in terms of a volume of space, getting a can that has all the latches all set up with it, that has an interior volume, see, it's 20 meters tall, 40 meters wide, 100 meters long. So, tankage in the keel, 20 meters tall. It's like 60 feet. A little more than 60 feet. Is six stories. Not quite. Five stories. So you can put a five-story building inside that can. I mean, that helps put it in perspective. If you were standing on the side of a football field at the goal line, looking at the other goal line, imagine five stories up, the whole length. So this thing would just about fit, one of them would just about fit in your average stadium, your average football stadium. There's a lot of room around sides and all the rest of that, but this is a big thing. There's a lot of room for people to live and work. You could put in a machine shop. Or you could put in almost anything you wanted in there. 100 by 40, that's 4,000 by 20, it's 800,000 cubic feet. It's almost 90,000 cubic meters. I figure my house is 2,400 square feet on a good day. Cubic feet. I'm talking almost a million. That's a big hunk. That's a big hull. So the idea that the ship has these two nacelles front and back that lock around the can, and the spine down the middle of the top, and the latches on the bottom that link it together, which means you can link these things in chains. In fact, my vision of them is that there's a cargo marshalling yard where empty cans and full cans go while they're waiting for shipment. I don't see anything. It would be quite a big piece, but there's some interesting ideas about how we take these storage units and turn them into living conditions. You're going to see more of that. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.